This is a very special time as we celebrate a century of the Seventh-day Adventist Church's global emphasis on families.
Today on Real Family Talk, we'll take a look at how family ministries came to be, how a worldwide team of leaders continues to champion ministry to families, and what the future holds. Join us.
And I'm Elaine Oliver. While many of you know us as the hosts of Real Family Talk, we serve as directors of the Department of Family Ministries at the world headquarters of the Seventh-day Adventist Church since June 2010.
Since its inception, Family Ministries has made vital contributions to strengthening families within and outside the Adventist Church around the world.
This is a very special year for Family Ministries because this year, 2019, marks 100 years since the General Conference Committee created the Home Commission on October 8, 1919.
We recently created a video to commemorate this special milestone. Let's look at the development of Family Ministries.
First, let's talk about those who served with distinction and paved the way for Family Ministries to grow and flourish. So as we said, Willie, Family Ministries started in 1919 with what early leaders called the Home Commission. Our first leader was Arthur Spalding, whose wife Maud joined him in developing Christian literature to educate the entire family.
In fact, interesting about Arthur Spalding, he had a conversation with Ellen White, and this is what Ellen White said to him. She said, "I want to talk to you about the importance of the work to be done for the parents in the church." She ended that conversation by saying, "It is the very most important work before us as a people, and we have not begun to touch it with the tips of our fingers."
Wow, that is so powerful, straight from Ellen White herself. And it just reminds us of how important Family Ministries remains today, even today. So in June of 1941, the General Conference held a convention which focused on the home.
That's
how
correct.
Exciting is that? Also, during that year, the Home Commission became part of the General Conference's Department of Education.
Yes.
During the next three decades, marriage and family programs were promoted by parent and home education secretaries from the Department of Education, including Florence Reebok, who led from 1941 to 1947.
She was an outstanding leader.
She was, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
Arabella Moore Williams, who served from 1947 to 1954.
That's correct. Archer Dart, 1954 to 1970, who often conducted child guidance seminars and was known for his humor and storytelling ability.
And then we have W. John Cannon, who led from 1970 to 1975.
In 1975, at the General Conference session in Vienna, Austria, Adventist leaders established a ministry called Home and Family Service and elected Delmer and Betty Holbrook, a husband and wife team, as directors. They organized and conducted training seminars for administrators, pastors, laypeople in every world division. They produced a marriage and family series for radio and produced a film series on pre-marriage education for college students.
In 1980, they invited Karen and Ron Flowers to join their team. 5 years later, Family Ministries became a part of the newly formed Church Ministries Department. And then in 1995, the Flowers were elected to lead a new department, which was called Family Ministries. They made significant contributions to the growth and development of this department around the world.
They helped to build Family Ministries infrastructure at each level of the church, from the local church to divisions. They created a leadership training curriculum. They published the Family Ministries Plan Book, which we are still using today, with all kinds of sermon ideas and seminars and leadership resources. They traveled extensively to present seminars and train leaders. They published numerous books and resources, lots and lots of things the Flowers did to establish a very strong Department of Family Ministries.
After 30 years in family ministries, the Flowers retired, and we were elected to serve at the 2010 General Conference session in Atlanta.
What an amazing privilege and opportunity, and what an amazing ministry that God is using to make a difference in the lives of people and strengthen the church.
When we return from a short break, we will share part of a conversation we had with Drs. Karen and Ron Flowers, leaders in family ministries for more than 30 years. But first, let's hear a special greeting from our World Church President, Elder Ted Wilson, and his wife, Nancy.
Willie and Elaine, we are very thankful for the fine work of Adventist Family Ministries and for your mission to make Jesus the center of our homes and family life.
We're also very grateful for the many leaders who paved the way, including Arthur and Maud Spaulding through the Home Commission, Florence Reebok, Arabella Williams, Archa Dart, W. John Cannon, Delmer and Betty Holbrook, who led the Home and Family Service, and Karen and Ron Flowers, who spent 30 years building up the ministry.
As you have enthusiastically picked up the mantle and expanded the vision with energy and fervor, we thank you for your leadership and contributions. We also commend those leaders worldwide in each division who are partnering with you to reach families for Jesus.
May God continue to guide and direct the work of family ministries. And may we all, as a result of this vital nurturing and outreach ministry, experience in our marriages and families a little heaven on earth as we each daily surrender to our Heavenly Father and follow the guidance He has given through His Word, drawing our families closer together as we draw close to Him.
And one day, very soon, when Jesus returns, may we all gather our families together and the earth made new.
And Nancy, together, let's wish them a wonderful, blessed, and prosperous continuation of their ministry.
Thank you.
God bless you.
And happy 100th anniversary to Adventist Family Ministries.
Welcome back. Thanks to Elder Ted Wilson and his wife, Nancy, for those kind words of support.
Now let's join the video for a conversation with Drs. Karen and Ron Flowers.
This year marks 100 years of family ministries, and we've been taking a look at the growth and development of this department and its leadership.
Right now, we're joined by two of those leaders. Drs. Karen and Ron Flowers served in family ministries for a little over 30 years. Welcome, Karen and Ron.
Thank you for inviting us.
We're so delighted you're here. And as we get started, my question is, how and why was the decision made to create something different than what had been for 34 years in the Department of Education? We had parent and home secretaries in education, but now we were transitioning after 34 years.
Robert Pearson was the president of the General Conference then, and he had a real heart for families. And it happens that his secretary was Betty Holbrook. And in a conversation that occurred in a committee meeting where she was taking notes, this concept of a special service to families was born. And Betty, troubled that night at home, sat down and drafted for her boss the parameters of what became Home and Family Service.
Yeah, Dell used to like to tell the story that one night he and Betty were in their home there in Pitcairn Place, and there was a sound at the door, and they went and they saw two gentlemen dressed fully in black. One was one was Elder Pearson and the other was Elder Neil Wilson. And Dell said, we thought somebody had died.
Yeah.
And but they came in and they talked a while and they said, we like the proposal. and we would like you to lead this new ministry. They were looking for something additional, I think, beyond just parent education.
Yes. Wonderful story.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful for us to remember that history, because sometimes it seems like family ministries gets pushed to the side a little bit. But this, again, speaks to the fact that there was a commitment to families in the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Mm-hmm. What a great story. So look, during your tenure, you guys presented many seminars, trainings on marriage and families and parenting. And I remember the first seminar that I attended where you guys were speaking. And it really changed my life in many ways, because there was something that you did, which is something that we've modeled in family ministries. And that is the authenticity and transparency of your own lives, you know, without giving too much. What was it that moved you to coming to that place where you presented yourselves as less than perfect?
It happened in Michigan camp meeting. This is home turf for me, right? I'm nervous. I've written our scripts, because in those days we worked off a script. And we had presented whatever the best of ideals, told our best stories, given it our all. And a woman came up to me just as we were closing and was telling me how blessed she had been. And then she said to me, "I wish I had a husband like Ron."
I remember I was packing a briefcase off to the side, and I heard this, and I thought, oh, if she really knew. We should back up a little bit, though, and say that when Del and Betty went looking for some help, they visited our church. I was pastoring at the time at Capitol Memorial Church downtown Washington D.C.
Yeah, yeah.
And they came and visited, and then they talked to us, particularly during part of what we had the Metro Washington Family Life Council, and that was a local sort of think tank that was working on things. And Del used that as kind of a laboratory for some of his ideas here during the first 5 years of Home and Family Service.
75 to 80.
Yeah, 75 to 80. But the thing that they said to us was, hey, you guys need to let people see your life. Open up your life so that they can see it.
That this is real.
That this is real. And they were really among the first to prompt us to sort of try to reveal ourselves fully. Now, we didn't grasp that until we had some hard reality.
And that has to be pretty scary, because I remember the first time Willie said that to me, and he attended, again, another seminar training by you guys, and he says, you know, we need to have more transparency. And I'm thinking, like, what does that mean?
Yeah. You
know? The stories are never needing to be more than a day old, but they best not be told, because
absolutely,
maybe they're not even resolved yet. Yes.
So you started talking about Del and Betty Holbrook, who was the couple that was tapped by the church in 1975 and were elected there in Austria, in Vienna, Austria, that year. Tell us a little bit about your experience with them, and what was it like?
Del was a visionary, and I remember he being an educator, he was way ahead of us on the curricular development of the content for family ministries. And I remember him bringing Ron and I down into the warehouse in the GC basement, and we walked into this room filled with huge boxes, which he proudly opened. Each contained 500 thick three-ring binders with topics printed already on the front: conflict, communication, handling anger. He had them all. He thought them up himself. He'd had them printed in gold on red covers.
Oh my.
And he said, "Your job is to fill these."
Wow. Amazing. How insightful, but ominous, right? Just a little daunting.
The red notebooks. The red notebooks were an interesting aspect of those first few years. Dell had gotten us going on premarital in the Metro Washington Family Life Council. We had a subgroup that was working on that, and I called him up one day. I said I'd be interested in helping with that as a local pastor. And he called me back then later and he said, oh, and you will lead the group. So putting together that first resource that we had called Marriage Education, and then Togetherness, Oneness, Joy, the older crowd among us will remember those two volumes. Del liked what he saw, apparently, and that's when he extended the invitation for us to come and join them and do more of this thing to fill these notebooks.
And you'll be happy to know we still have two of those big red notebooks in our office. It was the first thing that I took out of the archives we came here. Yeah. God has really blessed Family Ministries, and we've continued to experience growth. Today, we are blessed to have Family Ministries leaders who serve at every level of the Adventist Church. When we come back from a short break, let's take a look at where Family Ministries will go in the future. Stay with us.
Welcome back. Thanks to Drs. Karen and Ron Flowers and the many leaders who contributed to the development of Family Ministries during its first 100 years. Let's rejoin our centennial celebration video for a look at the road ahead.
What is Adventist Family Ministries today? We're glad you asked.
Because God loves families, we love families. Our greatest desire is to reach families for Jesus.
Our mission is to strengthen, inspire hope, and bring healing to marriages, families, and individuals through the abundant love and saving grace of Jesus Christ.
Here are three things to remember. Family Ministries focuses on people in relationships and helps families grow in love and live in harmony as the family of God. Family Ministries happens at the local church, and Family Ministries is evangelistic.
To strengthen today's families, we create resources and organize training events designed to empower ministry leaders and churches in their work with families. We provide tools to help individuals communicate more effectively, deepen commitment in marriage, and become better parents. We provide position statements pertaining to family issues, trustworthy, biblical answers to many questions regarding family life, ideas to launch and build a strong family ministries program in your local church, and information and links to other helpful resources.
We can't talk about everything now, but let's talk about a few of the ways we can make things happen.
We continue the annual Family Ministries Plan Book, building on the strengths that the Flowers left. And this plan book is now found in French and Italian, in Portuguese, in Russian, and Spanish. And you can download it directly from our website. We've authored the 2019 World Missionary Book of the Year titled Hope for Today's Families. And speaking about that book, it's going to be given out around the world, and we hope you will be a part of that initiative. Evangelism programs, mission to the families in the cities, which is part of our family-to-family resource. Television program, Real Family Talk with William Elaine Oliver, created in 2012.
First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes baby in the baby carriage.
With bottles and diapers and 3 a.m. feedings, it's the best time in your life and perhaps one of the most challenging.
We'll talk about preparing for parenthood today on Real Family Talk.
And broadcasts on Hope Channel around the world each week. We continue to host marriage retreats called From This Day Forward and Journey Toward Intimacy. We co-hosted the historic International Leadership Conference in Budapest, Hungary, under the theme Reach the World, Issues Impacting Children, Women, and Families, and of course, in partnership with our colleagues in children and women's ministries. The Adventist Pan-African Conference on Dynamic Family Relations on the campus of the Adventist University of Africa in Nairobi, Kenya, in collaboration with the three world divisions in Africa.
We are also very privileged to work with leaders who value, support, and partner with us.
Let's hear from a few more of the leaders who believe in the mission to families.
A big congratulations to the directors of Family Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. For 100 years of strengthening, inspiring hope, and bringing healing to many marriages, families, and individuals within the church and in the larger community. May God bless you with greater achievements in the days ahead as you prepare families for the soon return of our Lord Jesus Christ.
It is indeed a privilege for me to greet the family ministry. I want to congratulate you for 100 years of excellent service to families within our Seventh-day Adventist churches throughout the whole wide world, and also to many families outside of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. We thank you for the wonderful plan book that you have developed each year, and also the many seminars that you have been giving throughout the world churches. And you have come across to help us in families to strengthen marriage relationship, parenting, and how we can disciple our children to lead them to Jesus. So thank you, Family Ministry, for what you have done, and may God bless you as you continue to serve the world church and those outside of our church.
It's wonderful to join you in this centennial celebration of family life in the Adventist Church. Yes, here we are building stronger and healthier families around the world. Thank you, Willie and Elaine, for the privilege of joining you these few seconds. And I'd just like to say, you are fulfilling what God said to Abraham there, quoted in Acts 3:25. In you, Abraham, all the nations of the earth, all the families of the earth, it says, will be blessed. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for what you are doing, raising your children and making happier marriages so that this can come true. And soon, we know, it'll be fulfilled what it says in Ephesians 3:15. It says, the whole family in heaven and earth, one family, and God's going to help us to join that family together. God be with you.
Thank you for those messages of support. So what's next for Family Ministries?
I would say that there's a lot left for Family Ministries to do, since families are going to continue to be challenged with so many different dynamics and competing commitments.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest challenges that I see right now and moving forward is living in this techno age and the need for families to remain connected. That I see right now is as one of the biggest challenges, and one thing that we're going to have to really confront is how do we keep our families connected to each other? How do we continue to form relationships, even with church families or community? That's going to be a big issue for
us. And I believe that artificial intelligence is going to continue to invade our lives, and we're going to have to come up with new processes that are formidable and help families to remain connected in a very disconnected world. I believe that mobility is going to continue. People are going to continue to move from place to place as people get new jobs and as people get new challenges. Their children are going to grow up and move away. And I don't think any of that is going to change. Again, the primary challenge, I believe, even into the next century, will be staying connected. How do we navigate, how do we negotiate staying connected and making relationship still the primary focus of our lives, understanding that we all have to work and we all have responsibilities. But if relationships are going to survive and thrive, they're going to need to continue to be priority in our lives. So I believe that's going to be the major issue that we're going to be dealing with in the days ahead.
Yeah. And I also think, being people of faith, we need to be able to employ the love of Jesus in
Absolutely.
Our homes. Well, that's all for now. Thank you for watching Real Family Talk. We'll see you next time.